Who?
Extensively looked for, so.
I knew you were getting a lot of rebounds, bro. That's me. Yeah, that's me, but I keep saying that. Still a couple more.
Everybody got their phones up here? You good? TV guys, you good in the back?
How much corn okay. Hat?
Who's got the...
Corn has six there.
I don't know. One.
Derek, fire away.
Marquise, just how aware were you that you were
back close to the triple double? I was aware, like, second half, like, 7 minutes left, that I was flirting with a triple double. I tried to get it, but the cards didn't just, you know, align with that. But, man, that would have been cool.
You were much better. Your production was a little bit more in the first half than the second half. What was kind of the difference?
In the first half, I really wanted to look for my teammates and get them open looks and open shots so that they could feel good about themselves and have confidence throughout the game. And I was just looking for myself second. So that was my motto when I first, you know, started.
Dave,
you
finally got on the court for an extended period of time, 19 minutes. How did you feel about yourself?
I mean, first of all, I just want to say I'm extremely thankful to my coaching staff. My teammates, my trainer, Luke and Andrew, they was there for me a lot, even though I was hurt and disappointed. They stayed helping me and, you know, working my ankle, doing my exercises, make sure I was on top of that. Besides that, I'm just happy to be back. Felt good. I got a little tired after the first couple of minutes, but, you know, just happy to be back.
I'm gonna ask, how close do you feel like you are conditioning-wise?
I mean, I'll be back soon. I don't think I'm that close to where I was when I got hurt, but a couple more practices, I'll be back.
Keontae, just walk me through your emotions when you get announced and the crowd goes crazy and then you look over and you see some of your old teammates. Just what was today like for you?
Today was a special day just seeing my old teammates. Fun out there playing against them. Just felt like that, like practice. Just joking around throughout the game, but keep being competitive. So I feel like it was a great experience. Just glad the Big 12 got this conference and SEC game going on, and we got to play Florida. So really appreciate it.
And then kind of walk me through your attempted windmill.
Man, so that was my real first fast break, and I was just, I already knew what I was going to do in my head, but when I tried to jump, I ain't dribble, so when I tried to jump, my right foot slipped. And then at that moment, it was like I couldn't do a windmill layup, so I just trying to go for the dunk, hoping I have room grace in it. And I miss it. But.
Have you ever been stuck by the river?
Nah, this is my second time in college. Oh, no, third. I got Wichita State. I got rinsed up here. And then I did it when I played at Florida, Texas A&M in this game. So it was my third time. It won't happen again, though, I promise.
Marquise,
I want
to ask you, how is this offense different, David?
Man, it's just, we play at a faster pace. I feel like David gets out in transition. He has a really good feel for around the rim. So I'm just happy he's back, man. He's been putting in a lot of work and a lot of effort with, you know, Luke, my athletic trainer. And just having him out here, he's another voice, and he's mature. So he does everything, all the little things that we really need, you know, from a big guy.
For both Keontae and Marquise, you guys are obviously trying to establish like a brand new culture here at K-State. Coach Holden talked a lot about how experience can be helpful with that. How much have you guys seen maybe older players come in and just help you guys establish what Coach Dang speaks about on a regular basis?
We have, you know, new people come into our locker room, you know, every so often. But, you know, Coach Tang did a really good job with establishing the culture that's here at K-State and embracing it. You know, when he first got here, he wanted us to be, you know, a Power 5 in a high basketball program. And just what he's done in his first year and just embracing the culture, knowing every dance, you know, doing stuff like that is really amazing to see. But the alumni does a really good job. You know, we just saw Rolando Blackman, and he spoke to us and gave us a really good, you know, talk about what it takes to be great and to be successful, you know, in the Big 12 and in the NBA. So it's just really, you know, big for us to see, you know, alumni talking about.
I think, Keontae, as you kind of meshed into this, how much do you think just being experienced has helped you join a new team and learn everything else that comes on with playing college basketball and bringing conference and new environment?
I just feel like Coach Tang, like he was saying, Coach Tang, he just do a great job of making the team feel like a family base, and I feel like that's helped the culture really just can relate, talk to each other no matter what circumstance it is, and just feel more opened up, like just relaxed, so and have more freedom to say what else. Like, he liked to listen to us and get our feedback with things. He don't ever tell us we wrong. He'll always admit when he's in the wrong and stuff like that. So I feel like just a coach that can relate to players and not just always talk about basketball just helps everybody else see it in a different perspective.
And then, David, you obviously had a pretty big time to put you guys up 22-8 first half of the game, extended or mine as well. Mm-hmm. To kind of come back and then have a big energy play like that, what that do for you just emotionally?
I mean, it just makes me feel good. You know, I always, when Keese is running in transition, I make sure to be stay close to him because, you know, he's going to find you. Yeah, it feels good. And definitely.
And a little bit earlier, you talked about how you're not completely back to where you were before.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to do to get back to the same conditioning levels of confidence?
I think that's just a matter of time, kind of just getting more and more reps. You know, just running up and down more in practice and, you know, really getting that game time feel, kind of. So, yeah, I think over time I'll be fine.
David, what did you do over the past couple weeks to stay shape as well as you could?
I mean, at first I was in the boot, so I couldn't do as much running. But besides that, I was trying to do the skier. I was on the bike, all like conditioning things where you don't need your legs, basically. And then besides that, just like I said, spending a whole lot of time with my weight coach and my athletic trainer, Luke and Coach Phil. And, yeah, I really appreciate them for the amount of time they spent with me, like here and on the road is with me the whole time. So.
Keontae, you look pretty happy there after the game. You were close to convictions, former teammates and stuff. Is that kind of your goal to wait until the game is over to start doing that stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know the other teams be leaving out right after the game, so just try to get a picture right in front of them. Just, it's a once-in-a-lifetime memory, and you will never get that feeling that moment back, so just trying to embrace the moment, show my love for them, and just move on.
You know, some people maybe wouldn't want to play their former team. Are you excited when you saw them on the schedule?
Oh, yeah. I knew we was playing them when I committed here. That was, like, the first thing the coaches told me. So, I mean, I was definitely looking forward to just seeing the athletic trainer, Duke. He's one of the main person that saved my life on the court. So, just seeing him on the bench and just talk to him after the game just helped, like, brighten up my day, like, I don't think this day could have been any worse, even if I played bad or played a good game. Like, just seeing people that care for me at Florida and just showing how much love they got for me on the court.
If you had to sum up your day, if you had to sum up the emotions of the day, how
good? My emotions are good. I mean, my parents, my family here. I seen my old former family, and then I still got my brothers here. So, it's not a bad day. I don't think it'd get any worse.
That's a dub.
Yeah, Marquise almost goes for
triple double
tonight. If you were describing to someone else his game, someone that maybe
hasn't
seen him play, how would you describe the way he
plays? I said, better Nate Robinson. Just non-athletic, though. But yeah. Other than that, I mean, he's real fast. He can see the court, like from full court to half court. He can make the passes. He's real a big leader for us. He coaches us throughout the game. He's very aware of situation at the moment. He might tell you something real fast, and then we'll run into the next play, and he'll see. He'll be open. So he's got a great IQ, great shooter, really just all around.
When we're talking about his passing, does it almost make you play a little bit more alert out there, knowing that?
Yeah, not for sure, because you never know if the pass is going to come fast or slow, so you just got to always have your head on swivel wherever he at. I mean, he can finish well, so you just got to make sure you're alert, like David said.
A special day like this, kind of like the full arena out there, kind of knew what was going on. They're all happy for you. You know, how embraced do you kind of feel by the case they
take this? I mean, it just shows how much respect they have for me. The love, too. They know I came back to the game because I love the game of basketball. And for them to really not, I say, disrespect or like the other team as much, even though we were still playing them, they did what they had to do, but they kept it as a family base for me. And I really appreciate that.
This game's over,
you
get to go to KU again. What does that mean?
Maybe
trying to get a win there, which hasn't happened.
We just trying to come in tomorrow and practice, just watch film, just go 1-0, go to KU. I mean, we're going to give all our all. We're going to go out there and compete and play the basketball we know how to play.
All glory be to God, too, man.
Anything else for these guys? Okay. Thank you, guys. Very much appreciated. Hey, Raylan, can you go back there and see if there's any water? There's a cooler behind that.